fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land.
Okay, thank you.
Trained in combat, hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 13th day of October, year of our Lord, 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say we do pledge allegiance to the flag every morning. And this morning we have a special guest, that would be Deputy Hendricks, to do the pledge with us. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John and Chance. Everyone, please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roger that. Well done, Hendricks. Before you get away, I got a homework assignment for you and for everybody. That's to watch Rick Wiles' presentation of yesterday, October the 12th. It is, monumental. I'm not sure what words to describe it properly. Hendricks, thank you very much. You got any?
Have a great day. Take care. Okay. God bless.
Thanks,
Kudzu is king, as always.
Roger that. Kudzu is king. We had Kudzu living, growing across the road from me. We got some time here because Chance isn't with us this morning. He had a conflict. Before I get to the prepper tip of the day, I've mentioned Kudzu as a prepper tip of the day several times over the years. It's a starchy, nutritious plant. The entire plant is edible. The roots, the stems, the leaves. One of my wife's doctor friends who grew up in China said that she had kudzu one meal a day her entire life before she escaped China. It grows mostly in the south. It grows places that other plants won't grow, rocky hillsides, for example. And you can find the seeds, I think, on Amazon still, or maybe on eBay. And if you live where it doesn't get too cold, it will thrive and can save a lot of lives during a crisis because it is an edible plant. Okay, the prepper tip of the day is to watch Rick Wiles' True News presentation of yesterday. It's going to be on my website before the day's over, I hope. COVID Panel 1 in red highlighter. I've not made any of these articles or videos, and I want to thank Jill in Missouri. Jill, thank you very much for getting this to me, by the way. We're going to talk about that. And Rick Wiles has been, his website's True News, Let's see if I can get that. TrueNews.com. That's TrueNews.com. T-R-U. True News. No E. TrueNews.com. He starts out with a video presentation from a scientist in Poland who made the following discovery, that there is a alien life form in the Pfizer vaccine. When I say alien, it's aluminum-based instead of carbon-based. Now, I'm no scientist. I'm a homicide detective. When it came to science in high school, I'd rather be on a football field. But I do know, and I'm pretty confident, that there's no life form on planet Earth naturally occurring that is anything other than carbon-based. I have a high level of confidence that is a scientific fact. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But that's my understanding of science. An aluminum-based life form is not of this Earth. It is either from someplace else or somehow, some way, created in a laboratory, or as the Brits would say, laboratory. The Polish scientist presents the evidence in the form of magnified photographs of what's in the Pfizer vaccine, describing it as the thing. And this guy has a sense of humor, and that's important. You have a sense of humor. It really is. He also documents something else we're hearing from, I believe Dr. Mikovits has confirmed this, and I've believed this for quite a while, that only one-third of the vaccines have anything other than saline solution in them. This is further confirmed by others. Cliff High talked about this the other day in I think his most recent presentation. That's a smart thing to do. It really is. If you want to get everybody to roll up their sleeve, you can have everybody dropping dead and getting very serious side effects all at the same time. So how do you avoid that? Well, a couple of ways. First of all, you only have one-third of the vaccines be anything other than saline solution. Only one-third have the actual clot shot in it. That's number one. Number two, you get the mass media to cooperate and not publicize the adverse reactions and the deaths. And that's a massive cooperation, by the way, to get the mainstream media to go along with it, to get the medical profession to go along with it, and so forth. So these things combine to confuse and deflect and keep the general public ignorant of what's really going on. I forwarded the True News link to basically all my guests I have all week long, Monday through Friday, except Barry Hill. I'll talk to Tom about that today, one-on-one. So Professor McCanny got it, Jeff Nyquist got it, Sam Andrews, Leon Green, Steve Ben Noon, both the chiropractors I work with, Dr. Pete and Dr. Huff, and so forth. Chance got it, Kirk got it. I even sent a copy to Mr. Statmiller, the owner of Republic Broadcasting. That's how important this is. I see important things every... Oh, my Elizabeth, my research assistant Elizabeth up there in New York, she's been a great help this past year and a half. And I forwarded a copy to her, too. I get important articles and videos at least once a day, sometimes two or three times a day, from various sources. Many of my listeners are helping out in that regard. But once in a while, something pops up that is head and shoulders above everything else. That's what comes out of this work from this Polish scientist in, over there in Poland. And, sir, I thank you for your work. I don't have your name in front of me, but I thank you publicly for your work. It's too late for those who have got the clot shot. It's very difficult to determine if a person got the real thing, the one-third, or the two-thirds saline solution. Very difficult, unless you immediately got adverse reactions. However, they want people to get another clot shot every 5 months. Don't do it. Please don't do it. If you survive that first shot, God bless you. Don't do it. If it means losing your job, lose your job. You only get one life. You can always get another job. And I know in my neighborhood here in Crawford County, Missouri, the local newspapers, if you got a high school diploma and can pass a drug test, have at least an average IQ, you're going to have a job and probably be paid a $750,000, $1,200 bonus for taking a job. So, no, it may not be your chosen career. It may be a reduction in salary, but it's work, and it will keep you alive. It will pay the bills, keep food on the table. That's how serious this is. This is literally a matter of life and death. To not get the clot shot in the first place, to not get the boosters. And Dr. Mike Yaden, I've talked about Dr. Mike Yaden a lot the past several months since he went public. Former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. Yeah, that's some serious world-class credentials, to say the least. He said publicly for months, don't get the booster shot. Don't get it. So it may not be too late. I don't know. I hope and pray it's not too late. If you got the first Pfizer, Moderna, any of these others, vaccines, Johnson & Johnson, I don't believe I'm not sure about Johnson & Johnson if they're recommending a booster shot or not. Regardless, don't get the booster shot. Please don't, for yourself, for the people you love, don't get the booster shot. If you know people who got the first clot shot, and they have not yet got the booster shot, give them a warning, at least. They'll probably think that you're full of it, that you're just a conspiracy theorist, but you can sleep at night knowing that you did the right thing, that at least you gave them a warning. That is the right thing to do, despite the overwhelming percentage chance that it won't be heated. I know that. And you know that. I've been telling people for years, don't get an emotional attachment to the outcome of giving people a warning. If it's somebody you love, I know it's difficult to do that, if not impossible, but do it anyway. Give the warning and be prepared to deal with the emotional consequences of them rejecting the warning, because that's most likely what's going to happen. What's happening worldwide has no precedence in recorded human history. We have fairly decent records going back about 4,000 years. Not so good records going back about 6,000 years, and it gets pretty fuzzy after that, quite frankly. It really does. But within recorded human history, there's never been anything like what we're dealing with, and I can say that with a high degree of confidence. A very high degree of confidence. The mass psychosis taking place. One of my friends here nearby, Cindy, good morning, Cindy, if you're listening. She has some professional training in that area and has forwarded me some information on that. Of course, with my youthful experience in psychological warfare in Vietnam, I had some early exposure to that phenomenon also, how to affect the beliefs of an entire population. And that's what psychological warfare is all about, is affecting the beliefs, the knowledge, the understanding of a group of people or an entire country, in the case of what we were doing in Vietnam and what we continue to do in other places. It's become very sophisticated, by the way. The young men and women in psychological warfare now, they typically look at it as a stepping stone into advertising, because basically the two things are the same. What comes out of New York and other places in the form of advertising is basically the same techniques, the same things done in psychological warfare by the U.S. Army. There's some critical dates coming up the next few weeks. In November, for example, which it'll be November in a little more than 2 weeks, not much more. We have deadlines coming up for all the pilots to get their clot shot. Everybody, not just the pilots, but everybody that works in the airline industry, from the pilots to the people that clean the aircraft, everybody, the baggage handlers, everybody. That date's coming up. I believe it's November 24th. The date for all government employees is in November. The date for all the military people is very soon, if it hasn't already happened. I don't have that date in front of me. Regardless, by the end of November, massive mandates nationwide for everybody to either get the clot shot or lose their employment. It's one of the things about being in debt. Being in debt with a mortgage and car payments, credit card obligations, makes you pretty much a captive to not losing your employment because of the threat of losing your home, losing your car, and wrecking your credit rating. There's a quote by Benjamin Franklin, and it's on a billboard on Interstate 44 that I pass every time I go back and forth to St. Louis, talking about the dangers of credit and how it makes you a slave to the owner of the debt. Well, I can expand on that. You're a slave to whoever you work for, because if your chosen career is a fairly high-paying career, by the way, as opposed to a job that anybody with a high school graduate can get just by walking in the door. But if it's a fairly high-paying job because of your skill sets are unique and valuable, it can be very difficult to walk away from that and find similar employment at the same level of pay. And if you've built up debt that has to be serviced by that high level of employment, you're stuck. If you've worked towards if you're working towards a pension and you've invested 5, 10, 15 or more years for a pension, as many people in the military have, by the way, that makes you a person who's very vulnerable to doing whatever it takes to maintain that employment and finish that 20 years, that 25 years, in order to get that pension you've been working for. I saw that as a young man in the U.S. military, that the men I worked with in Special Forces, these big, tough Green Berets, that really weren't afraid of anything. They weren't about to open their mouth publicly about the war in Vietnam that they knew in their heart of hearts was an illegal, immoral war. They knew that. Of course they did. Were they about to say anything and jeopardize their pension, jeopardize the livelihood for their wife, their children, the mortgage? No, they weren't about to say a damn thing. That wasn't going to happen. And over a cup of coffee, I had these discussions with these men. At the time, when I went to the Green Berets, I was already a Vietnam vet. I flew 57 combat missions. I walked patrols at night alone. And these men told me what they thought and what they believed and why they were going to keep their mouth shut. And I respect that. A man who has obligations to a wife and children, I respect that. We have a break. Call numbers 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if...
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. More here on Wednesday, the 13th of October. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Yes, I've got my EMP Shield devices. And you need them also to protect your home, your generator, your solar panel controls from both EMP and lightning. And, of course, your car and your truck from EMP. Nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment that's sold at my website, EMP Shield Devices, at thelibertyman.com. Rick Wiles has been... a broadcast journalist for I don't know how many years. I respect the man, the work he does, the research he does. He does a great job. And his releasing this information from this scientist in Poland is critical. The emails I sent out to the people I mentioned earlier, what did it say? At the top of it, let's see here. We interrupt this program. I'm a baby boomer, and I learned beginning in the early, maybe the late 50s, but the early 60s, that when we only had the three TV stations, by the way, nationwide, not a couple of hundred. When you're watching your favorite program, it might have been Gunsmoke or Ponderosa or whatever it might have been, Johnny Carson show. When they stopped the show and they said, "We interrupt this program." I knew it was not going to be good news. I knew that. After the second or third time, little Johnny Moore, 13, 14 years old back then, knew it was not going to be good news. We have a caller on hold. The call the number is 512-248-8252. We have Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, John. I wanted to say something about the Vietnam War. It really messed a lot of people up. Well, you know, my brother was over there. He's on the wall. And my stepfather was career Navy, and he worked at Bell Helicopter. And my brother, he rode the helicopters. He was a medic, and he picked up the wounded. And I was listening to Jeff Bennett yesterday. He has a show at 7 at night. And I'm thinking, I wonder if he did the same thing. He doesn't take calls. He just, but I just wondered if he knew my brother. And I've tried to look into some of that before, but it's just so difficult. This government does treat the military really bad, really bad. When he was over there, we got his letters, but he didn't get ours. Now, if you can pick up a letter to take it, you can bring it, can't you? And he said, "Are your hands broke?" He died, never hearing from us. So,
well, that's a shame. Mail delivery in Vietnam was usually done quite well, but there, of course, there could have been incidents where it didn't. The mail did not go through.
Well, my stepfather, he was a real big patriot, and he said, you know, they should, first of all, they when they put that Red Cross on top of their helmet, he said they make them a target. And he used to teach anti-communism, and he really thought they did it to my brother because of him. Because I forgot how you said it, but, you know, I started thinking about all that when you were talking. And, okay, it said friendly fire fell short of target, meaning our own people shot him. Yeah.
Oh, that would be artillery. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, if people, I got this guy right now saying, I guess he's had the shot, so I have to just be really kind to him, you know.
That's what I do, Pat. When somebody's got the shot, it's pointless to talk to them unless you can convince them to not get the booster. Just be kind to them because they're going to die.
Told me he's going for that one this week. I didn't say anything. I just didn't because I don't know how long he was that way. But he is a veteran. He was a veteran. Because my husband worked with veterans, and everybody I know, it's because of being veterans, I guess. But anyway, he said, "I was a Marine and blah, 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 fighting for my country. What have you ever done? Nothing. You've never done nothing." I'm thinking, dang, all my life it seemed like I was going to some kind of, you know, something put on by the military, and can go to everything they went to because I had to work and go to college. But, you know, after he retired too. But anyway, I'm just blabbering on here. I just thought I'd throw that in there about I hate to hear people run down on military. Because
okay, Pat, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We have bottom of the hour break. Calling up this time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. Put it right in your browser. If you use a search engine, you'll be 20 different places you don't want to be. So at my website, you'll find the daily intelligence briefing. A friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent, he updates this every 24 hours. Man has a PhD. He's brilliant. And it's some work to put this together every day. Before I got permission to put it on my website, he had a private list of other men and women he'd worked with in military intelligence, counterintelligence, law enforcement that he sent this to. Now it's available to basically 250,000 people a day, the listeners to my show. The COVID section will get one more thing posted on today. I'll talk about that in a moment. Just ran across it at the Hal Turner website, at the HalTurnerRadioShow.com, HalTurnerRadioShow.com. I'm meeting Tom Berryhill at noon today. Actually at 11 this morning to get about 20, 22 energy cleaners. He's promising another 20 or so very soon. My back orders are now about 50 or so. I haven't counted the last couple of days, but about 50. But it's fun helping people get their lives back. Life goes on. Yes, we have all these serious matters that we discuss and we're concerned about on one hand. On the other, life does go on. And that includes getting relief from arthritis pain. That includes getting a great night's sleep. And that's what the Energy Claimer brings to the table. So check that out. Keep in mind, I do something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Claimer. That's for me to you personally. So you can place your order for the Energy Claimer using PayPal at my website, MasterCard Visa. Send me a check. My address is there. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line for your Energy Claimer and your mattress pad that I personally box up and take to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri. That toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. I just ran across the following at Steve Quayle's website. It's posted at halturnerradioshow.com. He's got an image here of AstraZeneca box that had 10 vials of COVID-19 vaccine in it. And you may say, well, John, what's the big deal? There's an image of a box that had 10 vials, 0.5 milliliters per dose in each vial, COVID-19 vaccine. Well, here's the big deal. The date it was manufactured, 2018. The 15th day of July, 2018. How can that be? How can that possibly be? Now, one of the things Rick Weil says is, the vaccine wasn't made for the virus. No, the virus was made for the vaccine. Listen carefully. The vaccine was not made for the virus. The virus was made for the vaccine. All the viruses was a pretext, an excuse, a reason for people to want the vaccine, to demand the vaccine, to pay, as in the case of some Hollywood celebrities, pay a $5,000 bribe to get in line first to get the COVID-19 vaccine. That's all the virus was and is. Another form of the common cold, quite frankly. Another form of the flu, more accurately, that kills 0.7% of the people that get it. 99.7% of the people that get it survive. That sound like a killer virus to you? It doesn't sound like it to me. No, it's just a pretext. That's all it was. That's all it is. Pretext. Did people die? Yes, they did. People who were obese. People who had heart conditions. People who had lung conditions. People who were diabetic. That's unfortunate that they did. The German scientists showed very clearly that everybody who died in Germany from COVID-19, they were within a year of death anyway from something. Most people have been in the healthcare profession for a number of years. They deal with a lot of patients. They come to recognize and identify the people who are within a year of death, typically. Maybe there's exceptions. Probably are. I've learned that myself as a non-scientist, non-healthcare professional with my American Legion post. I'm the commander of American Legion Post 601, Daysville, Missouri. I've been a member there for 20, 21 years. And I noticed the first guy, the second guy, the third guy. By the third guy, I came to realize that when I get what I call the old man walk, where instead of a normal healthy gait, they have a stilted gait, a painful gait. Every step looks difficult and painful. When I get the old man walk, I know, because I've seen this happen at this point about 24 times, when I get the old man walk, they're done. They have about a year to live, maybe less. So that's my observation as a commander of American Legion Post 601, Daysville, Missouri. Maybe some of you have made similar observations. But I'm sitting here, on my screen in front of me is the box that had 10 vials of AstraZeneca in it, COVID-19 vaccine, 8 doses per vial, 0.5 milliliters per dose, 10 multi-dose vials, manufactured the 15th day of July 2018. What was I saying? You regular listeners, you remember what I was saying the spring of 2020? I don't know if I was saying it in March, but I know by April I was saying that these vials are already in refrigerators waiting, that the vaccines are already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. That's what I was saying. I said that multiple times. I did some shows with Bill Deagle, and he and I concurred that was probably the case, Dr. Bill Deagle. I forwarded this article about the True News, this video from True News, video presentation of Dr. Horowitz also. He'll be with us for 90 minutes tomorrow morning. That segment we do at 90 minutes with Dr. Horowitz every week is incredibly popular for very good reason. This man's brain is on fire. What a brain this man has. I've known a number of high IQ men and women. Once your IQ gets to a certain point, you have difficulty, at least for most men and women, functioning normally in society. My friend Sky Huddleston, he's the CEO of the Rocket Heater Company. Genius level IQ. He's what's called a high functioning autistic. Brilliant young man. Absolutely brilliant. The way this man's brain works and the things he can learn, how quickly he can learn. And most people don't know what IQ measures. What does an IQ test measure? Nothing can measure how smart you are. That's not possible. That test doesn't exist and will never exist. What they can test and what they do test is how fast your brain works. That's why it's timed. I recall an attorney during a news broadcast saying that his basketball playing client could pass the test, the college examination test, if only he had enough time. Well, that's the purpose of a timed test, is to find out how fast your brain works. That's why it's timed. Getting back to this is smoking gun evidence. I would not want to be an AstraZeneca executive on trial with 12 jury members looking at this box. Tell me, Mr. Executive, Mr. AstraZeneca executive, how can it be? Now, first of all, this is at one of your boxes, correct? And of course, it would be a chain of custody. And it would be before the trial, of course, there would be subpoenas issued. There's two kinds of subpoenas. There's a subpoena for individuals, for people, and there's something called a subpoena deuces tecum. That's for documents and physical objects, not just documents, but any three-dimensional object is a subpoena deuces tecum. So if I was suing AstraZeneca, I would issue subpoena deuces tecum for the documentation of the production of the COVID-19 vaccine. I would issue subpoenas for the custodian of records at AstraZeneca. I would issue subpoenas for everybody that could even remotely be connected. And I would, these would be subpoenas for depositions. A deposition is when the person being deposed under subpoena appears at the appointed place. It could be a law office. Typically, these depositions do take place in a law office, or it could be neutral territory, a hotel meeting room. I've seen that. And the person is sworn under oath, just like giving testimony in a courtroom, to give a sworn statement and answer questions submitted by both sides. Now, I've as a paralegal, I've taken depositions myself. The prosecuting attorney of St. Louis County really didn't like it, but he had no choice because I was authorized as a paralegal to take depositions. And that's sworn testimony becomes evidence to be used in court, by the way. So the here's what I would do. I would have the AstraZeneca executive on the witness stand to give a deposition, and I would place this box on the table in front of the executive. I would say, "Sir, do you recognize this?" And he would say, "Yes." And I say, "Would you describe for the court reporter what it is you're looking at?" And he would read the box: COVID-19 vaccine, AstraZeneca, solution for injection, COVID-19 vaccine. And it says, and there's a formula there, recombinant, 10 multiple vials, multi-dose vials, 8 doses per vial, 0.5 milliliter per dose. And then it says 4 milliliters. That's the total amount in the box, I would assume. So he'd read the box, and I would say, "Sir, is that something, a product of your company, AstraZeneca?" He said, "Yes, it is." "Sir, would you read the date on the box for the record, please?" July 15th, 2018. And on from there. Now, subpoena deuces tecum would include manufacturing records. It would include anything and everything that would be connected to the production of the COVID-19 vaccine. Everything. It would be a lot. It would be massive. Thank you, Hal Turner, for getting this. This is what we call the technical term, and as a homicide detective, smoking gun evidence. This is as serious as it gets. How can you have a vaccine for something that doesn't exist? How can that be? It can't. It can't, but it is. It is. Here we have a three-dimensional object, the box that the 10 vials were in, with the date stamped right on the box, 15th day of July, 2018. Operation Warp Speed. Give me a break, Operation Warp Speed. That stuff was already in the refrigerators and had been for 2 years, Operation Warp Speed. I don't know if I don't know Donald Trump. I support the man. I supported him in ways that most people never would. Was he lied to, or was he part of it? I don't know. I may never know. I learned as an intelligence analyst 1967, not to make assumptions. I learned as a homicide detective most of my adult life not to make assumptions. I don't know if Donald Trump knew. Was he lied to? Was he pulled into this thing unwittingly, unknowingly? I don't know. Now, there's probably people who are listening to this broadcast that have a way of getting a message to Donald Trump. Mr. President Trump, please go public. Were you lied to about this? It's okay. It's okay to admit that you were lied to, sir. I'm okay with that. And that's a side issue, quite frankly. The main issue is they're killing us. This is population reduction. That's what this is. There's evidence that young men and women, they got the clot shot, can't have babies. There's the evidence of birth deformities is just beginning to come out. I've seen one report. There's going to be a lot more, if this is true, about their birth defects. Babies being born with tails, with too many legs, too many arms, one eye, animal skin instead of human skin. If that's true, emphasize the word if, If that's true, this will explode. This will absolutely explode. But it's still early. It takes 9 months, obviously, for a baby to be born. And that remains to be seen. Hal Turner gets hammered because of some things that he had in his past. We all have things in his past, in our past. That's just part of being human. Unless you're living in a monastery or a convent, you're going to have things in your past. We have a caller here. We got Mark in Arkansas. Good morning, Mark. Mark,
yes,
hold on. We got a break.
Mark,
hold on. Hold on. We got a break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a caller here. We got Mark in Arkansas. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning. I joined in about 7 or 8 minutes late.
So I'm not sure if you went over an explanation. Was Chance not available to be on the show today or no?
That's correct. He had a conflict this morning. Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, because I talk to him on a regular basis when I order from him, so I just want to make sure everything's okay with him.
He's
secondly,
fine.
Okay, that's good. Secondly, I'm glad that you're calling BS on the Operation Warp Speed. As soon as I heard about Operation Warp Speed, I was willing to give Mr. Trump some kind of leeway as for trust because of the way everything was going. But as soon as I heard about that, I was like, no. Then the other information that I heard was just verified at that moment where he is related to Hillary Clinton and he is part of the establishment. And so the thing is like, if you're going to tell him, oh, just come public and you'll and just say you were lied to, of course he's going to do that. That's the very same as when George Washington was asked, hey, you're a Mason. Well, I'm not part of the Illuminati. They are told to lie about it. So you cannot give, you cannot be in that line of thinking to give them an option or a way out because they are always going to give you the screw up job. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to caution you, do not fall for those traps. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mark. Well, I've never heard about President Trump being a blood relative of Hillary. Now, that's news to me. If President Trump was part of the New World Order, he certainly caused them a lot of problems. You would not put somebody in that position that would slow down your program, stop your program. Hillary Clinton was the designated next president, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a fly in the ointment. He wasn't supposed to be president of the United States, as far as the New World Order was concerned. Not at all. The things he was doing, appointing hundreds of conservative judges, improving our military, building the wall, all the things that slowed down and impeded the New World Order. That's what he was doing. So, yes, I hope that President Trump was lied to. If he admits publicly that he was lied to, is that a lie itself? How do you know? How do you know? I don't know. We got a topic there, a break coming up here. We'll be back with Professor McKinney, I believe. I don't believe he's going to be off today. And we will have an interesting interview, as always, with Professor McKinney. And then Jeff Nyquist, the third hour. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.